it is Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Do you need some advice? 1-800-947-3979. Freebeerandhotwigs.com. You can email in the longer ones, idiots@freebeerandhotwigs.com. This one just came in from West Michigan. My girlfriend wants to name our son after her father, including his last name. This will be my only son. I want him to have my last name. He would be the last one to pass on my name. Girlfriend won't budge on it. Any advice?
Ask her to marry you.
I mean, even then, no guarantee, but... I mean, they could still do.
No, but
she didn't have to take your name. But yeah, that's probably true. If it's a girlfriend, how do you know it'll be the last one? Maybe you're older. I guess I don't know.
I can't relate to that because I never had that feeling of the name has to live on. I don't.
Yeah, but
it's not important. Like for me personally,
it was to me. It definitely was to me. Yeah, because I would have been the last one. I mean, not that there aren't other people in the world with our last name, but in terms of like our family line, it would have been because I was the last boy. And then I had two sisters and all girl cousins.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was it. And then we had two boys. So, but it wasn't a factor though. We were married and Terry had my last name. So it worked out. Now it's on them.
Somebody said,
not their problem.
Ask her to use the grandfather's last name as the middle name and yours as the last name. I'm guessing that's probably already been thought of, but that is a good compromise. I don't know. I mean.
Hyphenate?
Maybe.
Do that?
Maybe. Yeah. I don't know. That's a tough one.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean.
Unless you're married, the ball's kind of in her court.
Kind of, yeah. I mean, what's stopping you from making that permanent?
This text, cut your own brake lines. I don't know if that's going to help at all.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that could help him, though, I guess. Like, he would stop worrying about it if he was dead at the bottom of a hill. I mean, just
right
fact.
Text from the Lansing area. I could use some advice. I'm 31, currently in a casual thing with a 37-year-old with three kids. She's great. And if she didn't have the kids, I'd be super interested in something serious.
But she does.
She said she would be open to something serious at some point. I feel like it could be coming soon. We've been seeing each other for 3 months. Recently, a 22-year-old smoke show bartender at my sister's restaurant started showing interest in me and asked me out for drinks this Friday. She's pretty cool, but not quite as mature as the 37-year-old. I doubt that either of these will end up being something serious, but I'm torn between trying to get over the whole kids thing and giving the bartender a shot, potentially at the expense of my reputation at the restaurant that I frequent. What do you guys think?
You're not ready for a long-term relationship and to be a father, clearly. I mean, you are walking into being a father figure, whether you like it or not. She has the kids. It's easy to say, well, if she didn't have the kids, it'd be great. But she does.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We've all had those feelings probably at some point or another where you start a relationship and you're like, oh, man, this is great. But the but is there. So you have to decide, is it too much or not enough? But for you, you're not ready.
No. If you're thinking about, do I swallow hard and be a stepdad with this 37-year-old? Or do I date the 22-year-old smoke show bartender? Hotwigs couldn't be more right. Gross. Yeah, I hated saying that. A little bit of puke in my mouth. But no, that's very true. And by the way, if you are in a more serious relationship, that's not going to make you a bigger fan of having kids around more.
Mm-mm.
If you're that dead set against it, it's not going to work.
No. No. You'll find somebody else that's mature. Maybe it's not the 20-year-old. Maybe it's not the 37-year-old. But
And also, if you're really that unsure, I hope you've been honest with the 37-year-old with the three kids, because she's obviously in a, at least trending towards a different spot.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, she obviously knows it's casual, but she is laying down some hints.
She also might say, no, it's casual. Like, just kind of going along with it because she likes it. But
yeah. This text sums it up very similar to Hot Wings, but faster. If the smoke show trumps the kids, then you clearly aren't ready for either one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Someone said for that dad, don't sign the birth certificate if you don't get any naming issues.
Oh, boy.
Good luck. Okay, so just pretend you're not the dad.
Yeah, I don't know how well that's going to go over.
This one you might like. My girlfriend and I watch a lot of TV together to wind down after stressful jobs and we're trying to get ahead and dig out of our student debt in our 20s.
Okay.
The only thing we fight about is the TV. We belong to the same gym, bike together, even game together smoothly. But with TV, though, she just wants me to stop being myself.
In terms of what?
Most shows are stupid. And we all know that. And I make them fun by cracking hilarious jokes.
Oh, so you just never shut up during a show? Oh,
she cool. hates this and says I'm ruining the shows for her.
Yeah.
You probably are.
You are.
I can't watch TV and not do this. It's unnatural.
Oh, my God.
She doesn't see that she's ruining it for me by expecting me to sit there like a giant moron and watch in silence. Other chicks I've dated have appreciated it and laughed along.
Yeah, those are cool chicks. Right. Yeah, you need to find yourself a cool chick.
Your
chick is lame.
I'm thinking that this is something I want to break up over. Is there any compromise here? I'll go ahead. No, there's not. Break up with her. She'll be better off.
Yeah, if you can't handle sitting there without commenting on every television show and wrecking it, that's you.
That's a you problem. I've had this similar conversation when, when Annette and I first started dating. I Mystery Science Theater every show that we watch, or at least I did. And she would, at one point, she was just like, "You're really ruining this for me."
I was like, she said that.
Okay. Yeah. Cause it was always watching something. She,
like one of her favorite
she enjoys,
shows,
like,
maybe
The Bachelor, The Bachelorette.
Yeah. And you're doing show stuff.
And she fully admits, like, it is just, it's tune out. Like, I can just watch, enjoy.
Mindless.
Exactly. There's no, it's not strategy. Like, there's nothing invested into this. I just get to sit there and enjoy it. And I'm like, oh, this guy, blah, blah, blah. Or what about this woman? She's an idiot. And she's just like, can you just give me this?
Oh, for sure.
Please.
Those types of shows are really hard for people like us, whether you're male or female. That, like, grew up watching Mystery Science Theater, like, commenting on stuff. Like, reality TV shows are made to mock the people.
Yeah.
But if you're watching with somebody who doesn't enjoy that, then, yeah, you have to just kind of shut up.
Especially those shows. Because The Bachelor, it's episode one of the season. And 25 minutes in, there's already a group of women crying because they all have feelings for so-and-so. And they think that they're falling in love with him. Mm-hmm. And they met him an hour and a half ago.
Right.
That is ripe.
Yeah.
But also, I totally see her point. If she's watching for mindless entertainment, it would be distracting. Mm-hmm. Hmm. I did similar, but also I like to explain all the things I knew about reality TV and how they faked things to make it seem like those two people aren't even in the same room. And I finally, before anyone said anything to me, I went, I'm pretty sure I wouldn't enjoy sitting when watching this with me.
Oh,
I keep it quiet.
I want to point out the edits every time I see them or every time I hear them. I'm like, well, they edited that audio. I can tell.
Clearly, they're not showing his lips moving, so he added that in later.
But
it spoils it for the other people who are just...
It does. It's all about compromise. I don't want somebody else talking the whole time I'm trying to watch What We Do in the Shadows. So I can sit there and keep my mouth shut during Bachelor. Like, it's compromise. It's fine.
It is.
If you take the fun out of me being able to watch TV, I really don't care for that. It'll make me just not want to be around and watch. I just go to sleep. Like, okay, yeah, put your show on. I'm asleep. Because if I put my show on and you're talking the whole time,
do you pause
shut
it?
No, I'll turn it up.
It is,
I'll
really?
Be rude. I'll be rude as hell. If you've even said, I know you're trying to watch this, but... All right, I'll pause it one time for you, but if you just keep going, I'm going to look at the TV, I'm going to turn it up, because you know this is my, like, downtime.
Yeah.
Shut up, stop talking to me.
Yeah, TV time is not talking time.
Yeah, exactly.
I have a theory that it's impossible to look like you're not annoyed when you pause the TV anytime after the first to hear something someone said.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife has never said that, but I'm always like low key on guard for not looking. Cause if she's saying, in her case, if she's saying something, it's important usually. Not like the kids who are like, dad, mm-hmm. remember that time a bear was on TV? Yes. Okay, bye. Like those times I do look annoyed, but I worry about that one.
Mm-hmm.
I don't worry.
Kelly just goes full passive aggressive and just goes, that's a great story. Turns it up loud.
I think that's fine, especially if it's a scripted show. I mean, because it's like they put dialogue in for a reason.
Yeah.
And so if I'm missing the jokes or the poignant moments and I have to keep backing it up, we're probably going to have to go our separate ways.
Yeah, like
you got to stop this.
I don't watch TV often enough for it to be like a problem. If I was always sitting in front of the TV and you were trying to talk to me, I could understand that. But I have like devoted TV time where it's like, oh, on Wednesdays, I always watch this one show that comes out right now. And that's my TV time. If I'm at my house for that 1 hour and you can't shut the hell up, just leave for an hour. Give me 1 hour.
Yeah, go enjoy the time that you get alone.
Yeah, right. Like, go do whatever you got to do.
This text, I love this argument about fighting over things like TV. I'm 37, and I feel like me and my husband are always complaining about this stuff. My husband doesn't give me enough time when we're playing Fallout together, and he'll stop designing our house in the game. That's my favorite thing to do. Why can't he let me do it? Valid. Very valid.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE,
and I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba.
Yeah.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.